Today's episode is brought to you by Kibbles and Bits.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 682.5 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Yes, we are here to make your Tuesdays even better because Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, that's just not enough BOGP in your life. So we're joining you here live on a Tuesday. We call it a terrific Tuesday around the Be Our Guest Podcast studios, and we have everybody here to talk about some breaking news. Yes, we had breaking news last week with a little thing called a podcast cruise coming out in 2015. But this might affect your Walt Disney World vacation even much more. So joining me to talk about this great new, amenity to all of us who travel down to Walt Disney World, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. Happy Tuesday, Ricky.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Yay, it's Tuesday.
That's right. It's terrific Tuesday around the studios.
It is. I like that. I'm going to start using that. I'm going to totally steal that because I never say terrific Tuesday. So I like it.
All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Terrific Tuesday to you, Deb.
Well, and a terrific Tuesday to you, too. I mean, I did the math, and guess what? My little garden that we've all been keeping up on. Y'all know guys interested. I figured out with all the materials, labor, and everything, so far it's going to cost about $32 per squash.
That seems like a lost leader.
Yes, sir, but I'm getting organic. Don't you forget it, baby.
And I thought that stuff was expensive at Schnucks here.
Just going to get it, like, you know, with lots of pesticides in mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Also joining us, she is freshly returned from Walt Disney World, and we're going to talk about that on Friday. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy terrific Tuesday, Pam.
Terrific Tuesday, or Tiggerific Tuesday or something. We got to give it a little bit of a Disney spin. I'm glad to be back, sort of. I mean, you know, as glad as one can be to be back. So, you know, I'm ready. I am refreshed a little. So
sweet.
So while Pam was down at Walt Disney World, you know, you think she's down there on vacation, you know, this is like spring break time, you know, whatever. It wasn't vacation. She was down there for breaking news, and we were lucky enough. I don't know if you noticed last week, I had nothing going on. I was totally bored because I was on spring break. So I headed down to Walt Disney World. There's a quick little trip down there. You know, I just got in the car, the Jeep, drove down, met Ricky, actually picked Ricky up on the way down. Debbie's, of course, already there because there was this, it was, you know, usually you see stuff on, you know, the social media. That's kind of passe now. You know, it's like old stuff. But they had this thing where certain podcasters could come down and check out the new Value Resort. And, of course, we haven't had a new Value Resort in quite a while since Art of Animation came online, you know, and then we had the All-Stars first to start it off and Pop Century kind of in the middle. But there's this new one, and, you know, I didn't get the name of it, but something about Friendship, but it's over by Port Orleans Riverside Resort. So we got over there, and first thing I thought was that, you know, it's very cool that they put a Value Resort in the moderate neighborhood because it's over there next to, you know, Riverside, French Quarter, kind of close to Old Key West. And, you know, so I, you know, we're like, hey, kind of moving on up here. I'm a value kind of guy, but I can definitely hang out in the moderate type neighborhood here. So I go over there. First thing I noticed as we got over there was just the decor. And I thought, you know, this is a great value resort for a guy because, you know, as a little boy, and I can tell you when I was a kid, you know, one of the things little boys usually want to be is a firefighter. And so we come up to this resort and I'm thinking, Disney's got something here. They're listening to what the boys want because I'm looking on the outside. And on the outside of this beautifully decorated value resort, there's fire hydrants. So I'm thinking, yes, I mean, come on. This is a firefighter-themed resort. And
I love it.
Friendship,
yeah.
A friendship resort. Yes. You know, firefighters, friendship. They kind of look out for each other. So I was very excited when we got there. So we did a tour of the place. Disney took us. And, you know, the foods were kind of weird. You know, usually these media events kind of, you know, give you a little kind of wine and dine you. I was like, I really, you know, I'm kind of picky eater, and I didn't like the food particularly. But Ricky, as we went around, I mean, what are your first thoughts of this Friendship Resort over near Riverside? What do you think?
So I have to tell you, like, I thought my favorite area would have to be like the spa area. Seriously.
Were you saying a spa at a value resort? Could this be true?
I know, right? How awesome is that? Like, they are going all out here at this value resort. Like, seriously, it is so nice. There is this fantastic, fantastic spa. You know, they have shampooing, lots of different shampoo options, nail polish, nail filing, they'll brush your teeth and do teeth whitening type stuff with
it. They'll brush your teeth.
I know, right? And there's a nice moisturizing treatment as well. So there's just a ton of options here. It's just a great salon spa area. And I seriously cannot wait to take advantage of this more.
That sounds good. I mean, somebody brushing your teeth. I mean, you know. They don't do that at the Polynesian or the Grand Floridian.
No,
I'm just saying.
Not
people,
at all.
You're
not
paying
all.
Like
this
$9 million
right here.
$9 million a week to go there, and they still don't brush your teeth. I mean, this value resort, they do. So, Debbie, I know that you were really excited about this one as well. So, what stood out to you about this value that might make you move away from Pop Century and head over to this value?
Well, you know, one thing that I appreciated, Mike, was the fact that the beds are kind of low to the ground. And so you don't have to worry about if ever, like when you get out of a new bed, sometimes you might trip over something and fall. So it's a fall risk. So I think that Disney has really kicked it up to where there's a lot less liability at this place, because if you fall out of bed, you don't fall very far. And that's what's kind of nice. Now, one thing that bugs me about it, I mean, you know, I'm kind of self-sufficient. And y'all tell me what you think, but they actually take you on like 2 potty walks a day. And I'm kind of personal about that kind of thing. I don't need escorting, but that's how fancy this is, a value. And they actually escort you and take you on potty breaks.
I know that, and you know, they kept asking me if I had to use the restroom, and I was, you know, yeah. I was like, well, you know, what's it to you? You know, I really,
yeah,
I mean,
why
I,
do you want to know?
It doesn't seem like your business. Hello.
Exactly. Right. This is my business, not yours.
That's what I kept saying. And they kept wanting to like put a leash on me. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. What kind of place is this? You know, I love it's beautifully decorated. Like, it's got a great spa, like Ricky was saying. I love the low beds because, I mean, who hasn't been just wiped out after a late night extra magic hour, and the next day you just kind of want to roll over? Boom, you're on the floor. I mean, in this way, you don't get hurt because you're only, you know, 6 inches up. So good point there. And there was also, I noticed, like, some of the rooms had these like cams, so like people can look in on you. I was like, that, I don't know if I like all that, you know.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation.
A little too much, you know. I'm just saying, like, I kind of would like a little bit of privacy here.
Saying, I know, but I mean, it seemed like, you know, the amenities were not bad over there, you know, just as good as Pop Century in many cases, maybe better, I don't know. So Pam, what did you think on the tour?
So one of the things I thought was really interesting is they had kind of a day camp available every day. Now, it was for a fee, but it was a really reasonable fee. Like, it was under $30, and they provide activities and toys and all kinds of things during the day. And, Mike, I think that's where the cameras came in, so that, like, you could look in on whoever was at day camp throughout the day.
Yeah. Yes.
So I thought, you know, that's a really cool thing, because while you have the parks and stuff like that, you know, maybe it just is something that's like, if you're looking for to give mom and dad maybe a break, you know, right? Drop them off there during the day. And I think really at the price, when you think about it, $30 a day is definitely less than a day in a park. And while I don't think parents are going to be looking at it from a money saving standpoint, it's nice to know that there's some place the kids can go all day for really what would be less than take them to the park. Right. So
that's true.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of, we were talking about rates there, Pam, and I wanted to throw this out there because, you know, everything's going up. I mean, if you paid attention, Disney raised the prices to park, you know, just a couple days ago. And,
yep,
you know, right, it's why you got to stay on site, people. But I'm just saying, so I'm looking at that, and the rates for these resort rooms are pretty. I mean, you know, we always talk about, oh man, we can't afford it. But I mean, you're looking for a value resort. We're talking $41 for a standard room here.
Nice.
Or, you know, you can move up to a nicer room for $48. Vacation villas, people. Now, I usually think about the tree houses, which are very expensive, you know, but they're very, very nice. But you can get a vacation villa here at this value resort, $72 for a standard. Or,
nice,
you know, you can be like,
can't
a high roller.
That.
I mean, this is it. Be the high roller. VIP luxury suite. You get, you know, your potty walks, you get your play groups, which I don't know what, flat screen TV. I mean, shoot, the All-Stars just got those not too long ago. A bedtime story gets read to you at this place. I mean, come on.
Sweet.
That's only 80.
I could use a good bedtime story.
I'm saying $89 for this VIP luxury suite. So people, if you think the prices are getting too high, you know, forget about Pop Century, Art of Animation, All Stars, you know, it's getting a little nuts, but head over to this Friendship Resort over near Riverside. You know, that it seems like Disney has finally listened and opened up a resort for people like me that I can afford. So, you know, right. We always say that they haven't been listening, but apparently they have, you know, so now the value's back. The value's back in, you know, Disney spelled with a V right now because it's value.
That's right.
What do y'all think about cuddle time? Oh, they actually have cuddle time as a part of this wonderful package. What do y'all think about that?
I think Pam only wants me to have cuddle time with her. I'm just
I'm gonna say Brian. Brian would only be happy with me having cuddle time with him, and I'm pretty sure Steve with you, Pam. So
there were a few things I will say. I mean, just in the interest of full disclosure, that made me just a tad uncomfortable. The fact that, you know, they said that they take photos and videos and put them on the website, first of all, of people who are staying there. I thought that was kind of weird. You know, not that I would care too much, but I know that there are people who would be very uncomfortable with just because they stayed somewhere having their video on the site. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you know, like you guys talked about the potty breaks and stuff like that and cuddle time. I don't know. There was just stuff like that that I was like, I don't know if this is a resort for me.
Right.
I mean, but there were a lot of positive things too. I just am not sure about that. And then the camera thing, like, cool if you're looking in on your kids, but there are cameras in the actual rooms. And yeah. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but right. That was weird.
Well, it's cutting edge. It's part of my Disney experience. You know, I think all the rooms are eventually going to have cameras in them so that they can see, you know, your sleeping habits, not only your spending habits and your touring habits, but also
right.
You know, how
they
you sleep.
They want to know everything.
Tea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I heard. That's
the kind
like,
of things that you're dreaming about.
Absolutely.
Too,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yes. I mean,
then you walk into the store the next day and bam, it's there.
It's there.
Yes,
it's there.
Exactly.
And another thing is, I was looking at these rooms, which is really nice, is that they have kind of a fence. Like, you go outside and there's like a fence. So, like, you know, if you're a sleepwalker, you're not going to end up, like, you know, sleep spending money down at the gift shop or anything. You can't go past your fence. So that's a new thing. So anyway, we just want to get that out there. Maybe an option for your next Disney vacation when you head down to Walt Disney World. Check this out. It's called the Best Friends Pet Resort. And you may want to swing by here if you have a four-legged friend. So
yes.
We
only
are
four-legged. Yeah,
or you guys already knew because we've been doing this for 7 years, now or 6 years. And when you see the 0.5, that means, we have to say happy April Fool's Day.
I wonder how long it had taken some people to figure it out.
If it took you longer than 3 minutes, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, and we've just alienated, you know, a good portion of our listening audience. Way to go, Mike.
I'm sorry. It's like, come on. All right, well, we're going to duck out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with our regularly scheduled listener question show. So happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Have fun
April
out there.
Yay!
Book your, and actually, the rates and everything are true. It's just we're probably not staying there.
For sure. We did have legit information. It's yes. Just, you yes. Know, you may not actually want to stay there as a human.
All right.
I don't know. There are some heavy ice cream breaks. I might be there.
That's true. That's just kind of crazy. Ice cream breaks for dogs. Interesting. All right. Well, give us a follow. Twitter, Be Our Guest Mike, Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Drop by the forums at your own risk. You never know what's going to happen on April Fool's Day. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Happy April Fools. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.